You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
Christos воскресе!
Воистину воскрес!
Christ is risen!
Indeed he is risen!
Христос анести!
Христос анести!
Dearly beloved in Christ, brothers and sisters, this Sunday our Holy Mother of the Orthodox Church offers her spiritual edification, reading, the gospel reading, involving the healing of the man who was born blind. And it is for a very significant reason that the Holy Church offers us this reading on this Sunday, the last Sunday before the leave-taking or Adanya of Paschal season. As you know, this coming Wednesday is Adanya, the leave-taking of Pascha, where we will hear these joyous words that Christ has risen for the last time this year. On this Sunday, we are told that Christ beheld a man who was blind from birth, and he had pity upon him, and he cured the blind man of this affliction that had haunted him all his life. And we ask ourselves, brothers and sisters, what is the meaning of this event in the life of our Lord? Well, first and foremost, after the man was healed, his apostles came to him and asked, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born with such an affliction from birth? And Christ's answer surprised not only the apostles, but perhaps they should surprise us as well. It was neither this man's sin nor his parents, but that this man was given this affliction simply for the glory of God. So we ask ourselves, how can this be? Because we are brought up to think that, well, all right, sin is equated with affliction. If someone has an affliction, that means they must have sinned grievously, and this is why they have the affliction. Of a cause and effect situation. But here our Lord teaches us a very important lesson that we all need to understand, is that we should not judge others simply by their station in life or their condition in life. Sometimes a person is allowed to have an affliction or to have a certain particular situation in life for the glory of God. God has something in store, not only for that person, but perhaps for society at large. And this person is a means, a tool, to revealing that glory of God. And so it was, brothers and sisters, in this very same case. This man was afflicted with blindness from his birth. He had never seen light. He had never seen images or shadows. He was totally blind. And here the light of the world comes across him. Their paths meet. And the light of the world, who shines throughout the world, throughout the universe, takes pity upon this man. And besides, this man has suffered enough. And he heals the man. And imagine to yourself being blind for 30 some odd years. And the first thing you see is the light shining from God's face, Christ's face. This is what happened to this man. The very first thing he sees in this world is Christ. The loving face of Christ. And so we would think that, all right, this is a great triumph that people would be celebrating. But we hear in this today's gospel reading, there were so many people who were reluctant to believe that this was a great miracle. The people that were there and actually witnessed it first said, well, you know, maybe this really isn't the guy that we knew that was blind his whole life. Maybe it's just somebody who looks like him. And there were many other explanations. And finally, the ultimate explanation that the Pharisees themselves presented was, well, this man's a sinner, so he can do no good. And this man who was born blind, this simple-hearted man, came out with an answer that puts most theologians to shame. He says to the Pharisees, he says, I don't know who this man is that healed me. I don't know if he's a sinner. I don't know if he's the Son of God. I don't know who he is. All I know is that for 30-some-odd years, I was blind. And this man came into my life and healed me of this blindness. And now I can see. And the Pharisees, still reluctant to believe, commit the ultimate sin. As our Lord tells us in another moment, he says, all sins will be forgiven, except one. Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. And what does that mean? It doesn't mean merely a verbal speaking against the Holy Spirit. It means acting against the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit wills. And the Pharisees were guilty of this ultimate sin because they refused to believe, even if they didn't believe that Christ was the Messiah, at least in their humanity, they could have believed and said, well, look at this guy just did all these miracles and performed this miracle, so he can't be from the devil. The devil doesn't work against himself. But no, in their own spiritual blindness, they refused to even consider this. And therein was their sin, their unforgiveness, working against the will of the Holy Spirit. And so, how does the story end, brothers and sisters? The Pharisees cast this man who was blind out of the synagogue. This was like excommunication. And it meant that not only people could not associate with him, they couldn't help him. His parents had to disown him because he was cast out by the hierarchy of the synagogue. And so this man then comes across Christ again a little bit later after he's been interrogated by the Pharisees. And Christ says to him, do you believe in the Son of God? And the man in his simplicity answers, Lord, who is he that I may believe? Christ senses this man's receptivity to believe in God, to believing that he was the Son of God. And so Christ very openly answers him, just as he answered the Samaritan woman in last week's gospel. It is he who is speaking with you. I am he. And the man professes his belief. This was a moment that this man had been preparing for his life. To see the light, to profess his belief. And so, brothers and sisters, this story is offered for our spiritual edification on this Sunday. Because in a sense, all of us, in a spiritual sense, a real spiritual sense, all of us are to some degree blind. Some perhaps more than others. If we look at our own stories, our own lives, some of us perhaps were not born in the Orthodox faith, the fullness of the true Christian. Some of us perhaps were born into a family that was Orthodox, but they were only nominally Orthodox. So perhaps we weren't brought up in the Orthodox spirit. And yet today we are all gathered here together because of our belief in God, in Christ, in the commandments that Christ put forth during his lifetime. Our mere presence professes that we all share that value, professes the fact that all of us to some degree have seen the light, have seen the light of Orthodox faith, the Holy Orthodox faith, and have committed ourselves to some degree to this faith. There are many, many blind people in the world. There are many, many blind nations that don't profess Christ as the Son of God. We have been given a great gift, brothers and sisters. And it is our responsibility not only to preserve that gift, but to the best of our abilities, with the help and the grace of the Holy Spirit, to develop that gift so that we can see ever more clearly day by day. May God help us in our resolve to do this, and may the light of the world shine not only through us as vessels of the light, but throughout all the world, every corner of the world. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.